Hello, everyone, and welcome back to No Common Sense, the stupidest podcast on the internet. And I'm here with my co-hosts, Levi, Noah, and Jared. And I'm Hello. Cameron, the host.
Carol, what is going on?
What is up, party peoples?
So, we've got some topics today. It's a... one of our one topic episodes again. Jared, do you care to explain what that is?
Yeah, sure. For the topic for this episode, we are going over some movie monsters and how they could have been improved or how they could have changed throughout the years.
All right. Sounds like we'll have an interesting conversation this episode.
And there is no limit to what monster you want to talk about. You can talk about Dracula, any old monster, any new monster out there? Like, because I know we have the Quiet Place 2 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you could say movie monsters, and you could even mean, like, things that aren't specifically supposed to be, like, horror movies. Because, like,
yeah.
Venom from the Spider-Man movies, like that could still be considered a movie monster.
Yeah.
All right. But before we get into this topic, let's hear from our sponsor, Anchor. Welcome back! So, who wants to start this conversation out?
I guess I will.
I would think Jared would.
Yeah.
Alright, well, I guess one of the monsters I'd like to talk about is probably Dracula. Most of all. Because... I think a positive way he could have been changed is possibly his character, just in general. I mean, Dracula is back in the day, Dracula was like scary and whatnot, you know, drinking the blood of peoples and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I didn't think it was scary about a dude just biting somebody. Like, that didn't seem too scary to me.
Well, I think like the whole thing about like vampires and Dracula was supposed to be like the scariness of it was more directed towards, I guess, religious people, because Dracula and vampires like that, they were supposed to be seen as like unholy creatures.
True. And
combat vampires is like holy water and a cross and stuff like that.
And I think another way he could have been changed, going back to his character design and whatnot, I think would have been much scarier, like a giant, like evil-looking bat. You know?
Hmm.
I mean, I think I'd be a little more terrified of a bat coming after me, like a giant, like human-sized bat coming after me, than just a dude in goth wear.
Yeah, I can see where that'd be scary, but vampires need to look like humanoid and able to lure in their prey. They kind of lull you into a false sense of security and then they strike.
I can see where that, you know, come handy.
Like, my opinion is that we need to get back into an era that makes vampires scary. Like
screw Twilight.
Yeah, like Twilight messed up vampires as a whole. Like, they made them more romanticized than they needed to be. Vampires are supposed to be blood-sucking monsters.
That come after your children and your wives.
Yeah, and, like, vampires are supposed to burn in the daylight, not sparkle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're being completely fair, though, Twilight ruined werewolves as well.
They just made werewolves into just bigger wolves. They're not like the humanoid biped wolf creatures.
Well, yeah. I mean, they could do the I don't know what they
I think they kind of should have done what Resident Evil 3 would, Resident Evil 8 would do. Like, did, like, they look almost human, but they're like, they have more like wolf-like features.
The lichens.
Yeah, the lichens.
I'm not exactly a fan of that design, to be honest.
What, kind of like the original Wolfman design?
No, not really.
Well, like, he still looked like a guy, but he was just all hairy with like claws and everything.
Yep, not a fan, to be honest.
No, Van Helsing. Van Helsing did a good job with the werewolves.
Yeah.
You know, in the Van Helsing movies?
No.
Or a movie with the Hugh Jackman in it?
No. I've seen clips. Okay. So.
All right. Well, if you don't get a chance, Cameron, watch it. It's good. And it's like vampires, Frankenstein, and werewolves and all that. It's still a good movie.
I mean, I think one of the better ones that was ever done, though, is probably both The Howling and An American Werewolf in London, if we're going to talk about werewolf designs, because both of them, like, from its technical standpoint, they didn't use CGI, and they're some of the most impressive practical effects even to this day.
What, were they kind of like suits and whatnot?
Yeah, sort of. But, like, the practical makeup effects, like, the transformation scene especially, like, was really impressive, and it beats anything that they've done with CGI.
Like, what can you, like, I've never seen these movies. Can you, like, explain what they, like, how they, not, how they were, like, explain, like, the gist of it, I guess? Like, how did it look? Because I've never seen these movies.
How do they look? Like, the designs?
Like, the design, like, how the transformation look? Like, from human to werewolf or something like that?
Painful.
I mean, yeah, I understand that. You're growing and whatnot. You're, like, your bones are moving and whatnot.
I mean, like, I can't really describe it. It's just, well, I mean, like, you have...
Maybe.
I don't
whenever
like
you
to...
post this episode, you could link that clip or something.
Yeah,
I probably will put it in the show notes. But it's, okay, so one of them starts out, like, it's, one, okay, do you want to know more about The Howling, or do you want to know more about American Werewolf in London? Because I don't really know if we...
Either one, they both sound pretty good.
Howling is honestly my favorite, probably, even though American Werewolf in London is probably better from a technical standpoint. The Howling had a very... How would I say? It's a bipedal werewolf.
Oh, kind of like they're like the whole two-legged anthropomorphic-looking one.
Wolf. Yeah.
Wolf. Yeah.
Very, like they depict, like so he stand like the main one in the movie is he stands in front of a woman, transforms in front of her. In the end, she throws acid on him. yeah.
Nice.
Pretty much, they... it's very long. It's a very long transformation, which are the ones I prefer, to be honest. I don't like the ones that are, like, almost done in an instant.
He kind of like the whole full moon comes out, and it's like, oh, instantly werewolf?
Yeah. It takes some time, and also these werewolves are depicted as they can transform at any time, not just during night. Which, I kind of prefer, honestly. I don't feel like it should be restricted by that. I know it's part of the lore, but honestly, for... It seems like they're more like shapeshifters, honestly.
Okay.
Skinwalkers.
Yes.
Yeah.
The process, you know, he shows a little bit of pain, but it seems like he's more enjoying it than anything else. But like, you know, you kind of see the sweat, and you see, you know, fur growing and clothes kind of ripping a little bit. It's pretty good for a movie
intense.
That came out in it's pretty intense, and it's good for a movie that was made in 1981.
I didn't realize it was like an older movie.
Yeah, it is. Both of those movies actually came out the same year. American Werewolf in London and The Howling came out in 1981, and they both have really good practical effects.
Jared, you should probably guess that most horror movies came out in the 80s. That was like,
I mean,
like,
yeah,
at the horror at its finest. That was it's like it's.
They definitely put more budget into it.
Well, for what time period it was, yeah.
Well, actually, no. The Howling actually had a very low budget for the time. I think it's like $800,000.
Really?
Yeah.
Wish I had that much money.
Right?
Yeah, but most movies today are multi-million dollar things, like, and they don't experiment.
Yeah. Nowadays, I think too many film creators, like, they rely too much on CGI. Like, there's not enough practical effects being made anymore.
We need to go back to a golden age of stop motion.
Stop motion?
Yeah, man. Stop motion was good. Stop motion had craft.
Yeah, but practical makeup effects, like, there are artists that are, like, really good. Like, and think about, like, with 4K cameras and better lighting techniques and what you could accomplish.
Yeah.
Do you have any input on this, Noah? Or are you just going to sit there quietly?
Yeah.
Okay.
Noah, you're a part of this. You must speak.
I have been speaking.
Have you?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell.
Have you just been making... I think you've just been making noises, but... I haven't really heard an opinion yet.
I have no opinion right now.
Alright. Well, then let me ask... Okay, so I'm gonna ask... With the fact of, like, zombies whenever they were popular...
Mm-hmm.
Like, would you prefer, like, the zombies, like, that eat just any sort of meat that's presented to them? Or what about, like, the really cheesy, stereotypical zombie that's all about brains?
I
prefer, like, the any type of meat zombies.
Yeah, that makes more sense, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm going after brains only. That's just...
Brains.
This reminds me of Plants vs. Zombies.
Yeah, brains.
Brains. Brains.
I mean,
you've got vegan zombies. Brains. Brains. Okay, real quick. If you guys ever get the chance, ever look up on YouTube racist zombies.
I'm
wow.
Good. It's hilarious.
No, no. Promoting racism on our channel. I'm just kidding.
This is hilarious.
Well, I would rather not.
It's like this suburban cul-de-sac and whatnot, and like all the white people have been turned into zombies, but the black people haven't. So like whenever like a black person walks down the street, all the white zombies are like walking away like on the sides and avoiding them.
Wow.
Wow. What the hell? Are there vegan Karens as well, I'm assuming?
No.
They should have Karens. That'd be hilarious.
Well, I guess the zombies are the Karens, because they're, like, all the white people, like, all the people, like, they're all zombies are white people, so, and they're, like, avoiding the zombies at all costs.
Hmm.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, or to kind of give a little criticism to that, though, it's like, seems like everyone's trying to bludgeon white people all the time, to be honest with you, so I'm not sure. I'm completely in favor of that, but...
Yeah, I just thought it was funny.
Because it's like, you make jokes about white people, ha ha ha, you make jokes about anything else, it's like you're racist, you're sexist, you're homophobic, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, back to zombie types. And like, zombies have changed over the years, too. I mean, there was this old black and white movie that... I remember being out that like they painted the teenagers like a pale white with like black bags under their eyes, looking like they were just tired. Like I remember a movie like that coming out. And then nowadays they have like rotting flesh potatoes.
I have a question, a better question
mm-hmm.
about zombies.
Yeah.
like, okay, so what kind of like zombie origin do you think is better? A virus or just the dead rising from the grave?
Virus.
See, a virus will make more sense. But I just think like the whole like dead rising from the grave would also kind of cool.
I mean, they're both good ideas. I just think one would be mm-hmm. a little bit more you could see actually happening, like, you know, doctor mm-hmm. creates this virus that's
supposed to help people.
Yeah,
and then end up going haywire.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I have to be honest, though. Like, I've never really been a big fan of zombie stuff at all, so.
I've watched The Walking Dead on occasion.
Mm-hmm. Which season was the one where they were in the woods and they had to stay in that one guy's cabin?
Yes.
Which, yes.
That's a very vague description.
Yeah.
I think it was where Rick was missing, like, and like they were trying to find him.
Again.
Again, that's still very vague.
I'm thinking it was third season, honestly, the one that went one season I'm thinking of.
Like, I know season one was like an introduction, they're still in the city. Season two, I'm pretty sure, was the farm. Season three was the prison.
Maybe it's season two then, because I'm guessing it was the farm.
Was it the farm?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think so far, like, I've stopped on season 8, and they're, like, talking about, like, releasing the final episodes of season 10 now.
Really?
And then, like, they say that season 11 is gonna be the final for the show, so after season 11, the official show, The Walking Dead, is done, but they still plan on making spinoffs.
That's the farm one. That's the one. I like that season, but other than that, I haven't really watched it since then.
I haven't really watched it at all, and I honestly don't have any intentions to.
But since we're on the topic of like movie monsters and such, you know what's taking over scary movies these days?
What?
Ghosts and demons. There's too many ghosts and demons. We need more of like the creative monsters and such.
Or even classic monsters that they just don't use very often.
Yeah. Like, at least in the 80s, they were kind of creative. It wasn't just ghosts and demons all the time. Like, I get it. Yeah. The Conjuring and Sinister and, what's the other one? Insidious. Those are all really good movies. But it just seems like that once those come out, there's just too many copycats. It just makes too many ghosts and demons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, there's a lot of alien ones, too. Like, it's not quite as much, but you still get some alien ones more often than you see, like, a Dracula or a werewolf movie. Although vampires are still way more common, though. Like, werewolf movies have been dead for years now. Like, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, literally nothing. Besides, like, really low-budget stuff.
Universal is trying to make another remake of The Wolfman.
Really?
Yeah, let's just hope they don't suck at it this time.
Well, they did really well with The Invisible Man. Like, that was proper creepy.
Yeah, I did like that movie.
I still haven't watched the new Invisible Man movie. Wasn't it like the same like concept as the original one? Like, it was a suit?
Well, the original one was the Invisible Man had, like, a weird, like, potion that turned him invisible. Like, it was a chemical that was splashed on him. This time, it's, like, a suit that... It's, like, a... Like a projection suit that makes him invisible to any environment he's in.
Yeah. Or like copies the environment around him or something like that.
Yeah, it's like a weird suit that's full of like camera lenses all over it.
Yeah. I think like the funniest part about that, I did see the trailer, is like when she dumps the paint on him, looks like a golf ball.
Yeah.
That's probably
what I'm saying though. One. Like that movie, you really have to keep your eyes out because like you'll notice like certain things in her environment, just like you see him move just slightly.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that is kind of freaky.
Yeah, and also I didn't notice that much. Like you have to kind of watch closely for that. I was kind of just watching it from a distance, and I have to kind of be up close to notice stuff like that. you know, visual impairment and all. But, yeah. Like, it's just, like, there's, like, she gets blamed for almost anything going wrong because they can't, or...
And they think that she's going insane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, isn't it, like, her ex-boyfriend or something like that?
Yeah. An abusive ex-boyfriend is, like... She thinks it's a ghost. She thinks that she's being haunted at first.
Mm-hmm. Wait, didn't the boyfriend fake his death?
I don't want to spoil anything for anyone who hasn't seen the movie.
Okay.
Jared.
Yeah.
Jared, yes. Yes, I've watched it.
That's a possible thing, I guess.
But, like... So Universal, even though that they have basically outright failed on trying to make their dark universe, they did really well with the Invisible Man.
So there's some hope that.
What now?
That was a Disney movie?
No, did I say Disney?
Yeah, you said Disney.
No, I heard Universal.
I don't think he did. I think he said Universal.
He said Universal.
Universal's dark universe.
Yeah.
I swear you said Disney. I'm just going crazy, I guess.
Universal has just they failed their attempt to make a universe like every studio is trying to do now, copying Marvel and Disney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing I will say on that is that the Mummy movie that they remade didn't do so well. That's kind of
the 2017 that like Mummy.
That one had like monsters. Wasn't really a mummy. Like Egyptian monsters or something like that.
No, I mean it was. What? It was like a. I don't know.
I didn't see the new Mummy. I just heard that people didn't like it.
I have it on DVD.
Do you?
Mm.
I'm gonna have to watch next time I'm over. Right.
But it's not bad, but it's not great.
It's not like the remake they had in what 99, I think. Like that, the one that was received really well. I can't remember which one that was.
I don't know, but yeah, like the 2017 The Mummy movie was supposed to kick off Universal's Dark Universe, but it tragically failed.
But then The Invisible Man, they already had that one in development, and it did well, so...
It did really well, so I think they're going to continue to make more remakes of classic movie monsters, just with a modern twist.
They're gonna try. Now, I'm gonna guess if more of them are failures, they might give up completely. We'll just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of the Godzilla versus Kong?
I haven't watched it yet.
I haven't watched it yet either, but like,
but
just
I
the
do
idea.
Know a lot about it. Well, this new Godzilla vs. Kong is a remake of the original one.
I have not watched a single Godzilla movie.
Same.
Or King Kong.
Yeah, same.
Failure.
I'm just not a big fan of like the giant animal / kaiju movies.
I mean, they're...
I can see where they're entertaining, it's just they don't really...
Who do you think
really
won? Who do you think won since you haven't watched it?
Oh, I know who won.
Who would you think would... I know you...
I've seen things online about who won.
Yeah. A lot of people say it was a toss-up, but Godzilla clearly won.
I think I saw like a video on online saying like how Kong truly won or something like that.
No. I've seen breakdowns of these. Like I like doing with all movies I like watching. Godzilla clearly won. Because, yeah, I'll probably end up sending you the link, but one of the main points was Kong tried to get back up Kong tried to get back up after Godzilla absolutely decimated him by like, ripping his chest open, dislocating his shoulder and whatnot. And, like, Kong tried to get back up, and Godzilla didn't even flinch or turn around, and Godzilla just laid back down in defeat. Because screw that monkey.
Giant lizards, they're scary.
Giant radioactive lizards at that.
Meh. I really don't have anything to add on kaiju movies. Like, they're not anything that I've really watched either, to be honest.
Really?
No, I've never really watched one either.
I heard at one point there was an idea to do a crossover between the MonsterVerse and Pacific Rim.
Mm-hmm. Like have like a Godzilla versus the Pacific Rim robots and whatnot.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I... That sounds like a good idea, to be honest.
But... I mean, distinctly what the... What do you call
it? That's what Pacific Rim is about. Giant robots do face up against other kaijus.
Yeah.
They're just not, like, your typical ones you know of.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kaijus that are, like, that have been created that... that aren't very popular. Like, there's some that are, like, Japan-only kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad watched them, actually. Like, he's seen some of the Japanese ones, and he likes them.
Mm-hmm. The only Japanese kaiju movies I've ever seen are, like, the old Godzilla ones and whatnot.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, the kaijus that appeared in the old movies that never really translated over to the American ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because there's a lot of Godzilla monsters that never translated over to American, like the American studios. Because there's like one that was called King Caesar. Mm-hmm. It was like a giant dog thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was I don't think Gamera. He's like a giant turtle. Is getting an American movie. Listen. Oh, yeah, there was Anguirus. He was like a porcupine dinosaur looking thing. Yeah, there's a lot of like Godzilla monsters that aren't in American American stuff, but you know, still cool though.
Hmm.
Any other monsters y'all would like to cover?
I don't know if they're technically monsters, but like, does anybody here have like favorite like slasher movie characters?
I've not watched it.
I never watched really a slasher movie, and I don't really have an opinion on it.
No.
I think one of my favorite slasher movies would probably be the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
They're entertaining, but I honestly don't see how they were scary.
Well, I mean, they can be scary back in the day. Like, they'd be a little cheesy now, but back in the day, that was supposed to be scary.
Yeah, and back then they were scary because, like, the practical effects at the time were pretty good, like, and scary. Nowadays, yeah, they look really cheesy. It's just like a lot of other old horror movies. Like, back in the day, it was terrifying, but nowadays it's like, look at the technology they had back then.
Mm-hmm. I know, Levi, I know you said that Chucky's probably one of your favorite ones.
One of them.
Yes, it's one of your favorite ones.
I still really like Michael Myers as well.
Yeah, Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm. Halloween and Chucky are probably some of my favorite slasher flicks.
Slasher flicks are just chick flicks for dudes.
That's a take.
I can describe one.
Okay, well, since we can't really think much about, like, just movie monsters, why don't we broaden the topic to just, like, monsters in TV shows and films.
Well, I thought that was the whole plan, but like,
well, we were honest with you, films.
That's true. I can probably do one more thing in film, I guess. I'll be honest, I don't watch too much monster like.
What about like,
I don't
watch video game monsters?
Maybe, but like I said, I don't watch too much of that stuff. Like the only one I watch is Hotel Transylvania, and that's a kids movie.
I am excited for the fourth one.
Oh, I am too.
Yeah, I mean like. That's another thing, though. Like, do you think that's another thing that might be kind of ruining monsters is, like, trying to broaden into, like, kids' audiences? Or do you think that actually that's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing because it, like, introduces younger audiences to the idea of monsters. Like, sure, they're definitely doled down for those younger audiences, but at least it's still, like, it's still an introduction.
And it's not, like, and it might interest them in the horror stuff later.
Yes, like, I fully endorse, children's horror.
Like Goosebumps.
Goosebumps and stuff like that. I fully endorse it.
I've got some high hopes for the new TV show, but at the same time, the second movie really disappointed me, so we'll have to see.
Yeah, the second movie kind of disappointed me too. Like turning the kid's mom into a ventriloquist dummy, that was kind of stupid.
I mean, they were trying to go for the always love your family kind of aspect, and like way lighthearted. Like they were going for a way more lighthearted story. I can understand where they're coming from, but the original movie was just. Or the first movie was just a action-packed adventure
love story.
Yeah, it did have a love story aspect to it, but it was they still did it kind of in a clever way too.
And you say Goosebumps? Like if you've read any of the books, they always had a moral of the story. Like even though there was like a twist ending after every single one, there was always a moral to the story.
Kind of like the Haunted Mask one.
Yeah, I didn't really get that from the second movie, though, to be honest. Like, yeah, it was there, but I don't know.
Like, I guess the moral of the story for the Goosebumps 2 was basically, like, love and cherish your family.
Yeah, how about no?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's a good message. I just don't... It wasn't very scary. Like, there wasn't very much screen time for the monsters at all. It's like... Here they are, and then, like, there were monsters everywhere, but they didn't focus on a single monster, really, except, what's...
Slappy.
Well, Slappy and the guy that was a, troll or something?
Yeah. I still like the idea of Goosebumps, too. Like, the idea of bringing, like, Halloween costumes and decorations to life, that is really exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my favorite parts of the second Goosebumps movie was, like, I know I did that first. Like, the red balloon floating and whatnot. That was probably one of the funnier parts of it.
Yeah. The very small appearances from Jack Black. If they would have done just, like, what they originally intended to do, like, they based it off of the Goosebumps Horrorland series, and
I don't know if they did that.
They were saying that was what the original director wanted to do. What was the original director? It wasn't Ari Sandell. I've watched Goosebumps 100 times, and yet I can't remember who directed the first movie. Anyways, that's not the point, but I think the original director wanted to... It was called Horrorland, right? Where they had the weird creatures and the amusement park. I think they wanted to do that, and they were going to have the original actors. That was the rumors going around at the time. And then the director quit, and they scrapped everything, and then they came up with Haunted Halloween. And it was kind of, from what I heard, a rush job.
But they still did a decent job with what they've put out.
Yeah.
I think it wasn't perfect.
I think one of my favorite Goosebumps episodes, like the Scarecrow Walks at Midnight.
The book was good. You should have read the book.
No, I read the book too. I was just like, one of my favorite episodes was The Scarecrow Walks at Midnight.
One of my favorites, which you'd think that, like, Attack of the Jack-O-Lanterns, that is one of my favorites. But my all-time favorite, which is a really strange one, that never got an episode, was called Egg Monsters from Mars. I don't know why, but that Goosebumps book drew me in, and I just loved it. I can't explain why. It was just strange, and it just pulled me in.
I don't think I ever read the Egg Monsters from Mars book.
It's a very rare find because it wasn't, like, one of the more popular ones.
You could probably get it on Amazon Kindle nowadays, though.
You probably could, but I'm just saying, if you were going to get, like, a physical copy, it's probably one of the rarer ones because it wasn't as well received as most.
Yeah, it was not a very popular one because even I didn't really hear of it until Levi told me about it, so...
Like, there's not even, like, a horror element to it. It's just strange. Like, there's no scariness to the book. It's just a weird one.
Just a creature to be a creature, I guess.
yeah, basically it's just a creature to be a creature. It's just the twist ending is really strange. Like, the twist ending is actually kind of funny.
What is it?
Do you want me to spoil the twist ending?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll probably never end up, I'll probably never be able to find this book.
After, I'm pretty sure it's a girl, the main character. After she handles the weird, slimy, yolk-like creatures for so long, she outright lays an egg.
That is weird.
Yeah.
It's just like weird, like little, like yolky slime creature in like a shoebox in a room.
That's just
a little weird. Yeah.
That's a little too weird.
I'm agreeing. That's like
even for Goosebumps, that's a little too weird.
I don't know why, but I just really liked that one.
That is, I don't know, dude.
I gotta say, but since we're on the topic of Goosebumps, I gotta say, Attack of the Jack-O-Lanterns was a little disappointing. Whenever at the end you found out they were aliens all along, it's like let them be like really tall pumpkin creatures,
right?
It's just they don't have to be aliens. That ruins it.
But that,
I just
but
like the line from that book, just trick or treat forever.
I mean, to be fair, that does give into a better twist ending. Now I know, like, that's what he's going for, right? That's R.L. Stine's style. So I mean, at the same time, it kind of makes sense.
I mean, but at the same time, like, our main character knew that her friends were aliens.
That's weird.
Like, she knew it all along, but like she didn't know that her alien friends were the ones pretending to be the jack-o'-lantern creatures.
You know, another good, good but kind of underrated episode and book is the Calling All Creeps one.
Oh,
I didn't watch that.
Couple lizard people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't watch it or read it.
It was weird.
It was weird, but I think it was one of the better ones.
I get they ate cookies, and that's how they all became creeps.
Yep.
In the book, at least.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it was that way in the
was it?
Show as well. Yeah. I mean, it's a little more condensed than the book, of course, but, I mean, it had the same general idea.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you guys. Like I said, I'm not... Like, this topic, like, this specific topic, movie monster stuff, I don't really watch too much monster movies or anything like that.
And that's fine.
I think next time...
That's why I don't have too much to elaborate on, you know?
Next time, we'll let you pick a topic that we probably... Yeah. Or that at least two of us probably don't know about. I'm going to assume that would be car stuff.
I don't think I can handle talking about cars for 2 hours straight.
Maybe not fully cars. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not sure.
Car vehicles.
I mean, like, Noah, have you not, like, played any video games that had, like, strange monsters in them that you, like, found interesting or anything like that?
No, not really.
I mean, I guess
I'm more, like, into the video game aspect of, like, first-person shooters, stuff like Battlefield, Apex, stuff like that, but, like...
Or even car games.
Yeah, or car games.
Well, sometimes all those games, like even racing games, like to toss in like the little like nod or Easter egg to like certain things. Like some older racing games, if you like drive at a certain position in the map or something like that, at like this one stage, you'll see like a UFO fly by or something.
You're referring to, you know, that's funny thing. Like GTA, I know we're getting kind of off topic here, but GTA has those UFOs like in every single game.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not talking about GTA, though. I'm talking about, like, specific racing games.
Right.
Yeah, well, that was more of a thing back in the 90s. And even, like, Forza Horizon 4, like, in that game, they had, like, Lego dinosaurs and stuff, I think. Or Lego creatures, kind of, and UFOs.
Cameron, you just brought up a really good point to my brain.
What?
Does Jurassic Park count as a monster movie?
No.
Technically, yes.
No.
Because, like, the dinosaurs were meant to be, like a horror-slash-thriller element to it.
I agree, but I also disagree, because dinosaurs are a real thing. I think monsters, honestly, should be more fictional than anything else.
Well, can we know what they say? Human beings are the worst monsters of them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Very true.
But they don't really... They have separate categories, though, for, like... that kind of thing, though, to be honest. Like, why don't they call slasher movies, like, monster movies, necessarily? What's that
well,
for?
They're not really monsters, I guess. They're just, like, people, air quotes.
I mean, yeah, I would call certain people monsters. I'm just talking about, like, in the monster movies in general, it's just, you know.
But yeah.
Anyways.
Well, what about other, quote-unquote monsters? Because I know, like, some shows have, like, a never-ending catalog of monsters.
Yeah.
Like, there's Goosebumps, of course. But Doctor Who also has its fair share of monsters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really too into Doctor Who, like...
Like, even the Daleks, the moving trash bins. with plungers and whisks for, I guess, limbs. They're still considered monsters.
Yeah, but they're more alien than...
I mean, yeah, all the creatures of Doctor Who are aliens. They're still, like... Doctor Who follows a format that's called Monster of the Week.
Really?
Because, like, each week it's a new monster, it's a new villain.
I did not know that. Like I said, I don't really watch a lot of Doctor Who, so...
Like, even, like, the classic era of Doctor Who had, like, a new monster with each story. Even though some of those stories went on to, like, for one full story, they did it in, like, some of them were, like, up to 12 episodes.
Really?
12 episodes to tell one story.
Kind of like an anime.
Don't compare those two again.
Yeah.
Well, Doctor Who and anime should not cross. Even though they probably have, they shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think anime does some interesting things with monsters, though. Like, as far as, like, creativity-wise.
Yeah, anime has, like, some creepy things. Like, there's, like, Attack on Titan. The Titans look kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, there's, like, shows like Soul Eater or Tokyo Ghoul and stuff like that.
I haven't watched any of those.
There's not super creepy designs in My Hero Academia, but they have some interesting character designs for sure. Basically, his skin rots, and then, like, he touches someone and they'll disintegrate.
Yeah, it's weird.
Like, it's instant death, pretty much.
Kind of like that, decomposing dude off of Ghost Rider Spirit of Vengeance.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of like, that's what that reminds me of.
And then if too many quirks are combined into one human being, they become something called a Nomu. Because human body can't handle more than one quirk at once. Jesus Christ.
I'm trying to think here.
Well, I mean, like, I kind of brought up superhero-like shows. I mean, we could kind of talk about that in superhero stuff, too.
Yeah, there are monsters in superheroes. Like, even, like, Marvel and stuff like that have done things with vampires. Like, there's, like, the whole, like, Blade series where he's, like, the one good vampire going around killing other vampires.
Yeah, Blade is Marvel? Wouldn't, like, Hulk be considered, like, a monster?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
As Tony Stark put it in the Avengers movie, he's a fan of how Bruce Banner turns into a big green rage monster.
big green rage monster, that's hilarious.
And, like, Ghost Rider, he's a person that has the spirit of vengeance within him, and he goes around basically taking out any sort of sinners.
Yeah.
Seems like we're... Honestly, it seems like...
grasping at straws here.
Yeah, we're... Well, none of us seem to be too enthusiastic.
Well, it's just... Like I said, it's just something I don't know much about. Like I said, I don't watch too many, like... monster shows, I'll be honest.
I mean, is there any you can think of, Noah? Like, any at all? Even, like, the smallest, like, abstract thing that you could even think of? It's like the corner of your mind vault.
Or, here's something. Like, what monster are you most terrified of? Or, you know. I mean, we could go on that aspect if you want.
That's true. I mean, I can tell you guys, I don't know if I've told this before in something, but I can tell you guys I was, like, I guess afraid of E.T. whenever I was younger.
That's not a horror movie.
That's an alien, though.
But it's not a horror movie.
No.
It doesn't matter. I mean, like, I'm trying to, like, I mean, E.T. does look pretty freakish.
When I was younger, when I first saw that E.T. was going to be showing, like, they were going to show it on Nick at Night, whenever, I don't know if that's still a thing.
It is.
Oh, well, whenever they decided to show E.T. at Nick at Night, I watched it for the first time, and I fell in love with it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I didn't really...
When I'm telling you this, like, I was young. Like, so much so where I ended up having, like, freaking nightmares about E.T., like, coming out of my mamma's garage and then eating me. And when he bit into me, it felt like styrofoam. It literally sounded like styrofoam. Like, you know how if you, like, bite that styrofoam or, like, grab that styrofoam? That's what it sounded like, biting into me.
Your body sounded like styrofoam.
Sounds like styrofoam.
What did I walk into?
Whenever I was really younger, if you remember the episode of Jimmy Neutron, whenever they went to Egypt, I was afraid of that episode. I was absolutely terrified of the mummies in that episode.
Mummies are creepy in general.
Anytime that episode was on, I'd immediately change it, or I would run to my room and just hide there.
You know, honestly, here's a movie that probably shouldn't have freaked me out, but it did. I don't know how old I was, but it was the Spooky Buddies movie.
Retriever puppies or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Golden Retriever puppies were fighting against this man that was stealing everyone's souls from their bodies. Possessed them. I don't know. It kind of freaked me out.
That scared me when I was younger.
What was that one?
Okay, good. Sorry.
It was one scene in one particular movie, a movie called The Dark Crystal.
Oh yeah.
Whenever Fizzgig, the little puffball dog-looking thing, jumps out of a hole in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That jump scare got me, and I hated that.
There was one movie I remember watching. It was like a. Like, this kid had like a ring and whatnot, and he could like use that to like banish some evil spirit or something like that. I'd actually have to look up the movie title again, but I remember it. What was it?
Describe it.
Okay, it was these two teenage ghosts were helping this one kid during Halloween, and he had to do the magic. He was doing this magic show with, and he had like a certain. He had like a ring, he could use.
Is this an R.L. Stein thing?
No. It was a Disney. It was a Disney thing. A Disney Channel thing. Like a Disney XD thing.
Yeah, I know. Like they would air some R.L. Stein things on Disney. There was like R.L. Stein's Mostly Ghostly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, Mostly Ghostly is R.L. Stein. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
I'm pretty sure.
It was.
Was it?
Yeah, Mostly Ghostly was R.L. Stein.
Alright, that's what I was thinking of, though.
One episode that also freaked me out, speaking of R.L. Stein stuff, was The Haunting Hour.
Oh yeah, that was made for, like, preteens.
Yeah, it was the one with the doll. The girl that got turned into
a
doll.
That's just always creepy, though.
Yeah. And even today, some of the hokier effects, I could kind of laugh at a little bit. I mean, it's still a little freaky, but it didn't, like, completely scare
some
me.
Are just gonna be some people are just going to be afraid of dolls for until the end of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just like, it has to be like a specific type of doll, types of dolls, like a like old porcelain dolls. Those really freak
so
me
you
out.
You wouldn't like the new Annabelle movies?
No, though. I hate the Annabelle movies.
Would you watch Chucky?
I would watch Chucky. Yes, I have watched Chucky, but I watched when I was younger, and that's why it freaked me out because I was younger. Nowadays, it's more like a dark comedy.
Come over and watch and have a Chucky marathon with me. We'll watch all 7.
Sure, why not?
Rather than that, actually, we'll watch all 8, including the remake.
Speaking of monsters that Jared doesn't like...
Clowns.
Yep, jumping into the ocean.
There's no way to be.
Yeah, you're in a state that has no oceans around it.
But I'm playing Sea of Thieves. I can drown.
Drowns and Sea of Thieves, and then we just hear gargling on the other side of them.
I do have a bottle of water right here. Hold on.
So let me just kill myself
don't,
for a sec. Hold on.
Don't gargle into the microphone, please.
Why did you do that for?
Because I wanted to. Honestly, I don't think that's my water. Like, I just picked up a random bottle of water that was sitting
there. Jared, was that water?
Yeah, it was water.
Are you?
It's
like
sure.
Lead and everything.
You might want to get your water checked.
It's bottled water.
Well, it's probably Nestle water, probably. You know, it's always got lead and...
Nope, Dasani.
Shit. I was wanting to make a dig at Nestle, but you ruined it.
Too bad. That's who I'm here for. I'm here to ruin things.
As always.
Yee.
But yeah, there's been a few clown movies. Of course, everyone knows about
clowns from, I mean, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I could probably watch that one.
Yeah, that's one of the more lesser-known ones.
Yeah. It's also more of the funnier ones.
But other movies such as It.
There's one that was newer. It was like probably like 2017, I think, was one that was called Terrifier, which was supposed to like, it was a new slasher movie. It was just like a guy dressed up in a clown costume. His name was like Art the Clown.
Wasn't it like black and white or something like that?
Yeah, he was all black and white.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a movie called Clown with a K as well? That was kind of recent.
Maybe. I can look real quick, actually. Got my tablet on hand.
Whoa, bro.
Definitely not using a pirating app to look and see what movies are available.
Because that's bad.
Who would ever do such a thing?
Cameron?
No.
Wow. If Cameron could, he would literally go through the front door and, like...
Throw me under the bus whenever I know 2 other people in here use them. At least 2, and I'm not sure about the third.
The third does not.
I smell treachery afoot, Cameron.
The third buys his movies legally.
Same.
Yeah.
Me. Not you.
We're not trying to get no in trouble, man. Steve. We're not trying to get Steve in trouble, dang it.
Steve?
There's no Steve in here.
There is me.
No, there isn't.
Well, time to launch my cat out the cannon.
That's animal abuse. How dare you?
No, enjoy it.
No, Cameron, there was a movie that was just called Clown. It was spelled normally, and that was 2019.
Okay. I think I saw it on Prime Video or something.
There was also a movie that was called Wrinkles the Clown.
Clown movies are also...
That's a newer one, 2019.
Hiya, Georgie.
That was the worst.
I will drown you.
No, Noah, that was the worst Pennywise impression ever.
Did I ever claim that I was good?
He doesn't have a scratchy voice. It's way more smooth.
Hi, Georgie. I did that on purpose!
He needs to come down the sewer. Hey, Georgie.
Hey, how you doing, Georgie? Name's Kronk.
It's Kronk.
It sounds like Pennywise just smoked a blunt. Dude.
My words are going in slow motion.
I don't think I should have eaten those brownies that spilled out, man.
Oh my god. I did watch it, and I actually liked it, but...
Georgie, man, have you ever, like, bloated, man? I'm doing that right now, man.
Please, stop.
Hey, Kronk.
Yeah, man.
Everyone is just going to be tuning out at this point. They're like, what the hell just happened? It's no common sense. No common sense happened. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Welcome to the rice field, mother. You guys remember that meme?
Forget memes. What do you guys think about, like horror movie remakes of, like, other, like, non-horror movies?
Like, you have to give an example.
Like the new movie Freaky that came out. That was supposed to be like a horror remake of the movie Freaky Friday.
Was it like Truth or Dare?
Instead of like the mother and daughter switching bodies, a teenage girl switched bodies with a middle-aged serial killer guy.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen trailers.
About that one.
Like
what about the Truth or Dare one.
They're making movies, like scary movies or thrillers, out of like children's games, like Truth or Dare or Tag or anything like that, or Hide and Seek and stuff like that. I just find it stupid.
What about Hunger Hippos? I think that'd be pretty scary.
Just big people just start turning into giant hippos and starts chasing around.
If I was thinking about like Hungry Hippos as a horror movie, I would think more like a guy kidnaps some people and like throws them into a pit of hippos.
Four hippos to be exact.
And it's like you either fight to survive or you die.
Yeah, yeah.
Who's gonna fight a hippo though?
Or you know, it'd be even funnier. People in hippo suits killing people. Jesus Christ, that would
also... Attack of the Killer Furries.
Yeah. That's probably already a thing.
See, the only horror movie I really watched that I liked was Split.
It's not even really considered a horror movie, is it, though?
According to what I'm seeing here, it is. It's considered horror thriller.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't really find it scary, though.
It's creepy. It's not scary, it's creepy.
It got 7.3 stars out of 10.
That's not a bad score.
And it's 117 minutes long.
How long have we been going?
No idea. We're just having a good time. Nice conversation.
Except two of us are probably more unamused about it, to be honest. But that's okay. I really don't have much to add on monster stuff, to be honest. Like,
same.
I mean, like, I've seen more than Noah has, probably, but... I mean, like... And I kind of want to get more into it, but at the same time, I'm like... I don't know. It just depends on what it is. I like monster movies. And demon stuff, to be honest with you. And zombies. I don't really care for zombies either. To me, like, zombies have been overdone. Everyone was constantly talking about zombies I forget what year it was, and that just turned me off.
Let's bring back the spooky, scary skeletons.
Skeleton? Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing skeletons make a return. As long as it's scary.
Like, is there any horror movies about skeletons? Like, I know skeletons aren't inherently scary. They're just anatomy. But, like, imagine, like, somehow a reanimated skeleton.
I mean, you see that a lot in horror movies, but it's usually along with other monsters, to be honest. Like, skeletons are usually not a focus if they are in horror movies. Like, you get some, but it's usually, they're not really, they're either not scary, or if they are scary, they're along with other horrors going on.
You know what else is also overdone in horror movies?
What?
Witches.
Oh, yeah.
Like, okay, whoever hasn't seen The Conjuring by this point, they need to. Like, I was okay with the first movie. Like, I was enjoying it where there was like, oh, there's like a weird, like, demonic presence haunting this house. But when they revealed that it was a witch, I was like, okay, this kind of takes the fun out of it.
You would have rather it be like some kind of demon or spirit?
Yeah, just like a dark spirit. I didn't want it to be a witch. It's the ghost of a witch.
One of the only ones I think that did that pretty well recently, if I can remember correctly, was Paranorman. I kind of liked that.
Yeah.
That was
that again goes into the children's horror.
Coraline. I guess I watched that. That was okay. It was a little weird too, but
funny enough, like because of the scary imagery and like themes in Coraline, a lot of parents would not allow their children to watch it.
She couldn't do it, so she left.
I scared one of my friends into like while watching Corpse Bride. That's a stop motion animated movie, if you didn't know.
I heard someone was scared when watching it. I'm not gonna say who in this room, but someone.
But yeah, like I'm glad that like more scary, air quotes scary stuff is being made for children, because like they need to be introduced to that kind of stuff.
Nothing too scary, but
it's not going to be for everybody. But like, I still like that it's like an
introduction.
But I'm just glad that more of that entertainment is being made in like in means of like movies and TV shows.
I mean, like, as far as, like, what bothers you most about witches, though?
I don't know, it just seems like that they're way too overdone. Like, I understand, like, witches are a neat concept. Like, typically, it's an old hag that, like, casts spells and conjurings, per se, and stuff like that.
Do you just, like, hate, like, the stereotypical witch, or...?
No, I would... as that, like, the witch isn't that like old green warty thing that like cartoons show. Instead, in like movies, they try to portray it more realistically, where it's just like a wrinkly old woman that's like really evil.
They've depicted them sometimes a little bit younger, like, and not hags. Like, I mean, like, for example, like, what was it called? It's that Disney movie. Hocus Pocus. I wouldn't say that the women in that were hags necessarily.
All right, Noah, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Have you watched Ghostbusters?
Part of it, not the whole thing.
Ghostbusters is still, by definition, it's still partly a horror movie because of its scary imagery.
Except
it's more of a comedy movie, but it does still have horror elements.
I didn't really find anything that I saw in that movie that would be scary.
I'm just saying, because it deals with ghosts and scary imagery, it's still a horror movie. It still has horror elements, but like I said, it's primarily a comedy.
And like I said, I don't really think any of the scary imagery is that scary.
for most younger audiences, it might be.
Yeah, I mean, like, for most adults, so it's like, oh, it's a big, giant marshmallow man.
Marshmallow man. There's other ghosts.
I know. I'm just saying, though.
See, it's kind of like how it was. Kind of like how it was with, for instance, like, Jaws. Like, I know it's not really a monster.
That's still a horror movie.
Yeah, it's a killer shark.
But yeah, but with Jaws and stuff, people were, like, all freaked out about it.
And then,
like, my mom says, oh, that thing was scary. I said, that didn't even look real. It did back in the day. She was like, oh, yeah, I wouldn't deny it, but.
Or, like, movies like Beetlejuice. It's still a comedy movie, but it's also still a horror movie.
I couldn't handle, like, whenever I was little, I couldn't handle the eyes coming out of that guy's head. That kind of terrified me.
What, in Beetlejuice?
Yeah. That actually scared me when I was little.
There's still rumors going about that Tim Burton plans on making a Beetlejuice sequel.
Even though it's been how many years?
With the original cast.
And how long has it been?
I don't know. I think Beetlejuice is one of Tim Burton's first movies he ever made, actually.
So
somewhere in the 80s, I think.
So really long time ago.
Yeah. Let me search. It tells me the year what movies came out whenever on this thing.
On this totally legitimate app.
Yeah. No, that's the cartoon. Yeah, do you know there was a Beetlejuice cartoon series?
Yeah, I heard. Heard that was
a
thing.
The original Beetlejuice movie.
I mean,
it was one of Tim Burton's first.
I mean, I'm kind of surprised, Noah, that, like, did he even watch, like, Scooby-Doo when you were little?
A few episodes.
Tell me,
here and there,
I was about to say, tell me you watched Scooby-Doo at least.
Oh, yeah, I watched Scooby-Doo.
You're really letting me down here, Noah.
Yeah.
Alright, fine. If you've watched Scooby-Doo, at least tell me what your favorite Scooby-Doo monster is.
Probably the Frankenstein, honestly.
The Creeper?
Yes.
The guy that goes around going, Creeper!
Yes.
The Frankenstein. I'm disappointed. No, I don't know if we can be friends after this.
I kind of like the scuba diver guy. In Scooby-Doo. The glowing scuba diver.
Yeah. I think his name was Captain Cutler.
Yep.
Have you guys not been able to hear me this entire time?
Yes.
No, no. You've been muted this whole time.
Yeah. Have I really? Dang.
Yes, this entire time you've been muted. I was just wondering where you were. I thought you had just gone off to do something, so I didn't mention anything.
Well, I was kind of fighting a kraken, but, you know. I thought I was unmuted.
No.
Well, it kind of occurred to me because I was saying Captain Cutler, and I was like, wait a minute. I think one of my favorite Scooby-Doo monsters was the Tar Monster.
The Tar Monster was I think completely made for the second Scooby-Doo movie.
No, there was a Tar Monster in Cyber Chase.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure that Cyber Chase was made after the second live action movie. Like his popularity came from that.
No, Cyber Chase was an older one, like an older animated one. They're going to the blue electrical guy.
I literally have no comment on this. I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Levi, am I going to get into a fight with you about Scooby-Doo creatures?
I don't know. Also, another good Scooby-Doo monster as far as, like, if we're talking about movies.
Right. Mm-hmm. I learned something new. Jared was right for once.
Isn't that often? But
in the animated movies, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The Goblin King was pretty good.
Goblin King is my favorite animated Scooby-Doo movie. But if we're going with the classic Scooby-Doo, my favorite villain is the Space Kook. He's the skeleton in the spacesuit that goes around doing that really weird cackling laugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was talking about, like, classic, like, Scooby-Doo, where are you? Or, like, what's new Scooby-Doo? Or, like...
Where are you?
Where are you? All right.
Scooby-Doo, where are you? Like, the classic Scooby-Doo. Classic.
Oh, yeah, those are good ones.
Some of the ones in the new... Like, what was the new show that was received pretty well? The Mystery Machine one? I don't remember.
The three best Scooby-Doo cartoons is the original... What's New Scooby-Doo and Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated.
Yeah, Mystery Incorporated was received really well.
Mm-hmm.
What's New Scooby-Doo? Not so much.
What's New Scooby-Doo? It's like one of the best ones.
It mirrored classic Scooby-Doo quite well.
Because there wasn't...
They were just going around solving random mysteries wherever they were. Like, they would just be just traveling the country... Or, like, around the world, actually, I think. They were just traveling around the world. They'd be, like, stopping at different spots to get something to eat or just, like, refuel or stuff like that. And someone would be like, you gotta help us for something happening at such and such place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what's new... But Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated had... It was all about
Crystal Cove.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was about Crystal Cove. But, like, there was a story to it, but there was also sort of, like, nod to, like, the original Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, like it wasn't like in Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, the giant crab creature was actually really a giant crab creature.
Yeah, that kind of reminded me of the What's New Scooby-Doo, like it was like a giant coral creature.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, it wasn't like, and I'm trying to think, it wasn't somebody in a suit, it was an actual creature.
I think
like an actual creature.
I think that's how they were in Mystery Incorporated.
Well, I mean, some of them were suits, like the radioactive, mm-hmm. like, slime skeleton guy the very first episode.
The vampire chick was a suit.
Yeah, like, some of them were fake, but some of them were real.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the way that Scooby-Doo kind of should have been, because some of the monsters they did in the original show... How the heck would you be able to make a suit of that?
And, hey, and let's not forget the time where Scooby-Doo and Supernatural had a crossover.
I don't remember this.
I remember. It was funny, but, like...
The live-action show about, like, two guys that go around hunting monsters and demons actually did a crossover with Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Like, Shaggy was freaking out because he actually broke his arm.
Mm-hmm. They also had a crossover with the Warner Brothers monsters as well.
Just such as?
No, it was all of them.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember what the episode was called, but...
Mm-hmm.
I only watched that one, really. I don't know why. Well, I started it, and then I kind of quit.
Scooby-Doo also had a lot of crossovers with it. Like, there was that Scooby-Doo Guess Who... series, like it was a bunch of like different characters and whatnot. There's like Sherlock Holmes, Wonder Woman, Batman.
Yeah, like Scooby also did like crossovers with like WWE and Kiss.
Did.
Yeah. Shame.
I just to be honest, I liked it around because it was around the time I was like I really liked wrestling and whatnot.
Okay. So, I guess in that case, it's fine. If you're into that sort of thing.
You make it sound so bad. It's like, if you're into that sort of thing.
Yeah.
I don't like wrestling.
Well, you don't have to like wrestling. It's just I do.
Alright, Cameron, how long have we been going on for?
Let's check the GeForce software.
The Hua? Are you being the racist, Cameron?
GeForce? It doesn't say. And I didn't look at what time we started.
We've been going on for about 2 hours. It's like 11:46. We started around like 10:15.
So about an hour then. Or over an hour.
So do you think we should wrap it up?
Mm.
I mean, is there anything, like, other monsters anyone wants to talk about? I mean, honestly, these chill out, or, I mean, this is kind of a mix, I mean, to be honest, like a chill out plus a one topic episode, mm-hmm. in a way, because I think with the, like, I want to keep the format to where we don't really necessarily have a time constraint, even though I mm-hmm. might have to watch it a little bit, because Anchor is a little bit interesting
and
with time limits.
We still plan to do the other thing tonight.
Oh, the live stream?
Yeah, if we're gonna play any dungeons.
I guess we can wrap it up.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that was the plan for, like, just tonight in general, like, just Minecraft dungeons.
We said that we were gonna do podcast on Monday.
Okay.
Like, this was established beforehand, I thought.
Well,
We did plan this a while back.
Yeah, we couldn't do it last Thursday because Noah wasn't able to.
Yeah.
So I said we'll do it on Monday.
All right. Well, I just wasn't there.
Or didn't see it, or because I'm pretty sure I put it in the text.
Well, anyways, wrap it up for us, Cameron.
Right. If you like this podcast, please give it a rating. I'm gonna have Noah cue the rest of the outro, because I'm not gonna do an outro myself. So take it away, Noah. Bye, everyone. No random noises this time. And now I'm ending the podcast.
5-star If you enjoyed this insanity, then please give us a 5-star review. You can find this podcast on many platforms. Just search for No Common Sense. See you in 2 weeks.